Nice to see you all. Thank you. To see you nice. Yes, there we go. Getting those catchphrases in, hey. Oh, brilliant. Well, so this afternoon, I am doing a brief introduction. I don't want to set myself up too much here. It's going to be brief. It's an introduction to our new series that we'll be focusing on this term. We're going to be starting in October, mainly because next week we've got the CCC gathering here, the joint gathering here, which haven't you picked, if you haven't picked up, is in the morning here, 10:30. So looking forward to that. And then we've got the brunch afterwards. So we thought if we start this week, then we've got a couple of weeks where we haven't got normal gatherings here. So we just thought we'll start the series properly in October, but we'll do a brief introduction today. So that's my job to do that this afternoon. So who here watches or reads or listens to the news on a regular basis? Anyone? Few of us, unfortunately. Well, quite. How does it make you feel? Miserable, sad. Okay, right. Anxious, stressed. Yeah. Stop watching it. Well, yes. I mean, I have heard that a number of people, I guess, probably over the last few years, really, some people have stopped watching the news, or maybe really just limit it to maybe once a day, and certainly not before you go to bed. Otherwise, you know, it just makes you, your mind just keeps going overnight, doesn't it? I mean, I have heard that. I kind of think if the news was to be reviewed like a film premiere, you know, I think the last thing we'd be hearing is feel good and heartwarming. I can think of other words that we might read or hear. Like, these are just some of the things that we might hear or read about in the news. Let's put my first slide. There we go, look. We might hear about wars. We might hear about political disunity, strikes, crisis within our healthcare system. We might hear about financial strains, assisted dying bills, immigration, to name just a few. And after all that I've just mentioned, and after, you know, watching the news, if you're feeling pretty chipper still, then I think I want to come and hang around you. Because it's pretty hard to feel chipper, isn't it, after thinking about some of those things and watching the news. It would be completely understandable if at times we felt hopeless, confused, and unable to quite know how to think and how to respond to some of these things, how to navigate some of these issues. There is certainly some complexity to many of these issues. And then, of course, here we are, a community of people who follow Jesus together and who believe that Jesus is the King and that he has a kingdom. And this kingdom and its King Jesus are to be a people of hope, peace, love, amongst many other things. And as a community, we come together each week to worship Jesus in this place. But does Jesus' kingdom only exist for us on a Sunday between 4 p.m. and 5:30, or maybe 6:30 if you believe Jesus sticks around for coffee afterwards? Or does Jesus have something to speak into our world today? For the cultured among us, you know who you are, you may have heard of a man called Homer Simpson. Homer Simpson. So you weren't thinking about the ancient Greek poet, were you? Oh, these uncultured types, I don't know. Anyway, in one episode, and I have to admit, I took this from a podcast I was listening to the other day because I just thought it was brilliant. Homer is sat in his lounge when the doorbell goes. He gets up and goes to answer the door. He opens the door, and standing there is the Reverend Lovejoy and his entourage. Without any kind of greeting at all, and I'm not going to try and do Homer's voice because it won't sound anything like it. I know, I'm sorry for the disappointment. Homer says in his slightly whiny tone, "Oh, this isn't going to be about Jesus, is it?" To which the Reverend Lovejoy answers, "All things are about Jesus, Homer." If you watch the clip, the conversation continues. And in many ways, it's kind of just a passing comment. But it's profoundly truthful. All things are about Jesus. I just want to read some scripture to us from John 1, 1 to 5. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God. And the Word was God. He was with God in the beginning. Through him all things were made. Without him nothing was made that has been made. In him was life, and that life was the light of all mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has not overcome it. Amen. And so this coming term and our preaching series, our desire is that we take this truth center stage and put it center stage in our hearts and our minds as we live out our lives in what is an often confusing, troubling, and fractured world. I'm preaching to the converted here, but I'm sure, but following Jesus isn't about the 4 p.m. on a Sunday and ending when we leave out those doors. Jesus, his life, his teachings, his actions, they speak today into our world just as much as they did 2,000 years ago. We believe that, right? Amen? Jesus cares about us. He cares about his creation. We heard that earlier in the service from Colin and Mary. And we believe that Jesus, his life, his teachings can bring wisdom, hope, peace to this beautiful and yet fractured and often confusing world. So we're calling the series, Jesus Speaks Today. And so we'll be drawing from the life and teachings of Jesus as recorded in the Gospels in Matthew, Mark, Luke and John to speak to life today. To the life we experience, the life we see on the news. Jesus cares about the world around us and his teachings, his wisdom, the way he lived, the way he treated people, communicates to us something of how we should live. We want Jesus to be the lens, like putting on a pair of glasses, a lens through which we give our response. And so some of the topics we're aiming to explore this term include, and they're not all confirmed yet, we're still working on finalizing some of them, but Jesus and being human. What does it mean to be human? What does Jesus have to say? Jesus and health and social care. How does Jesus treat people? How does he look after people? What does it mean to follow Jesus and care for one another, care for the vulnerable amongst us? Jesus and economics. How does Jesus handle money? What does he have to say to about money? But beyond money, what does he say about resource? How are we to live? Jesus and conflict. How does Jesus handle conflict? And you may be thinking, you know, wars, and that which we've already mentioned from the news, we see many wars happening around the world. What would Jesus have to say to that? But also, what does Jesus have to say in conflict in many other ways? We experience conflict in all sorts of ways. So what does Jesus have to say to that? And Jesus and politics as well. That's another one we're looking at exploring. Again, we're doing this series because we believe that the life and stories of Jesus that we read in the Gospels provide inspiration and wisdom for how we live our lives today. In the midst of those challenges and hardships that we read about and experience and that cause us to feel that anxiety, that stress, what does Jesus have to say to us? And there are also some rather loud voices out there, aren't there, telling us what to think, whether it be about immigration, politics, wars. The social media juggernaut just adds to the volume and noise and often confusion as we attempt to discern what is truth. You can just about find anything in social media, can't you, to kind of support your perhaps way of thinking or your ideals. But we believe Jesus is the truth, is truth. We want to say our primary goal with this series, when we approach some of these topics, is not to tell you what to think, which political party to align yourself with, what to do with your finances and resources, what to think about immigration, or whether you should believe this or that. Our primary goal is to point to Jesus and to ask the question of Jesus. And how do we think and how do we respond to such things? What wisdom does Jesus have? And again, it is about making the choice to view brokenness, the challenges and tough issues through the lens of Jesus. So that when we're faced with brokenness, when we're faced with challenge, or when we're asked, what do we think? Or when we're faced with opportunities to speak into something, or when we're given the opportunity to act, we can do so with the wisdom and presence of Jesus steering us, guiding us, informing us, inspiring us. May our first point of call for wisdom and insight be Jesus, and please not social media. It's so easy, isn't it? It's such a loud voice to us. We appreciate that we need to approach this series with some sensitivity. Some of our topics and subjects will find members of this community with potentially different views. I would imagine we may not all vote for the same political party all the time, or even some of the time. And we think that's okay. And we think it's okay to be, that's to be expected within a community of this size. But we're trusting in the loving community that we are to exercise grace and humility as we look to Jesus and grow together as we learn how Jesus speaks today. We believe in the power of Jesus, right? We believe Jesus has the power to transform lives, individuals and communities, yes? And we want to follow and proclaim Jesus, the ways of Jesus, yeah? Good. That's what it says on our vision document. It's a bit hard to read up there, sorry. And we hope this series is going to help us to do just that, to proclaim Jesus, to follow in his ways, and to trust in Jesus, and that he has the power to transform not only our lives and the lives of individuals, but communities and nations. Let's think big. It's about Jesus and what he can do. If we believe Jesus cares about creation, this world and humanity, and if we believe that his kingship and his kingdom are good news today, that Jesus' life and teachings have wisdom for our world today, then in the words of Reverend Lovejoy, all things are about Jesus. Amen. Amen. So I hope it's a good series. I hope you look forward to it. Hopefully it brings us that peace, that joy, that hope in amongst this brokenness that we find ourselves and in this beautiful but broken world. And let's look for Jesus in all that we explore together this term. Amen. Amen. Thank you.